Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Wayne.
Hello.
I have to disagree with your comment that because a person can just leave home, walk right down to City Hall and get welfare, that means we're an enlightened society. I have to say it certainly does not mean we're enlightened in that instance. There are many things we can look for, see progress in our society, and that isn't one of them. I think that's a very sad comment that people...
Yeah, but if a kid is living, and I'm not suggesting that was the case with our last caller, but if a kid is living with abusive parents and is suffering physically, emotionally, and mentally, it would seem to me that we are enlightened in that respect, that that kid does have an option, at least.
Well, he has an option, although it's interesting that those aren't the kind of people we're seeing protest in the mayor's office, are we? We're looking at young, healthy people who, through some fault of their own, and that comes to your second remark you made at 10:50 this morning there.
10:50, let me make it on
people
that.
On welfare are on welfare through no fault of their own.
Well, I didn't say that. I said some circumstances, some people are on welfare through no fault of their own, not everybody.
No, that's what you said.
Yep.
But the point is, you know, people's houses burn down very rarely, and acts of God really don't strike us dead in our path often. And so the point you have to realize is that most people get what they deserve, and that most things that happen to them are their own responsibility. We do get what we deserve, and our efforts or our lack of responsibility do cause our circumstances to be what they are. Most people just don't hit big red fire trucks in the middle of the street and are permanently paralyzed. You know,
do most people, though, have tragedy of some sort in their life?
They do, but they learn to deal with it. However, the people on welfare have their health, they have their wits about them through every evidence I can see, and through a mistake they may have made in their earlier years, whether it was to get pregnant, whether it was to leave school early, whether it was drugs, whether it was crime, whether it was parental abuse, this is no excuse for being, I have to say this, a parasitic element to society, and then somehow by taking and taking and taking, insisting that you're entitled to even more. Because, you know, there's many thousands of examples of people who are born with nothing making millions, and there are many examples of people who started out with millions who blew it all away to nothing.
You see, the premise of this logic is that all of us are created with the same talents, the same drives, the same innate desires to achieve or to go ahead in life, and some people, it's just not that way. Life is, in my view, not that simple. I mean, if you ruled the world, would you have any welfare at all for anybody?
Well, the people who should be responsible.
Yeah, but what about you? If you ruled the world, would there be welfare for anybody?
There already is welfare for my family, for my friends. I employ people. I've given, lent money endlessly to people. In fact, some people who are now on welfare, I've given money just to give them money without any strings attached.
From the government, should there be any social assistance if you ruled the world?
I don't think there should be. In fact, I'm certain of it. And the reason being is that government is set up to give us roads and built-in and streetlights and basic services which we feel no one else can provide on a neutral basis. I don't think government is meant to be a bank, a loan house, a clearing house, a moral arbiter. I think we're supposed to have a code of law to adjudicate the way people behave with each other. I don't think it's meant to steal money from one group of society to give it out to elements of society where they feel there's a need.
Yeah, your perception, though, is that the government and taxation is stealing money from unwilling participants, and I'm not suggesting that most of us are willing to pay income tax, but that is your perception, I guess, isn't it?
No, that is my perception,
yeah, okay.
But it comes to a very important moral choice here. You know, if we're not willing to give money to people charitably on our own, obviously, we feel we have a better purpose for it, whether that's our own selfish use or whether that's to be devoted to our family or some purpose we have a very clear idea of. But if we're forced, and let's face it, it is force. I mean, just because there isn't a guy with a gun at your head when they take your taxes, there's the threat of one if you don't pay it.
Well, that's your perception of force.
Well, that's not just a perception, Wayne. There are a couple ways to look at it. If one goes up to a Max Milk store and puts a gun to their head and say, listen, my grandmother needs an operation, hand me everything in your till, I don't think that makes your act any more noble because it's going to a noble purpose. So if the government comes into your home and garnishes your wages and says, well, look, there's no cop here, but if you don't pay or you try to avoid this, we're going to imprison you, I do think that's very much the same.
Well, yeah, but you're being so selective in your examples, though, because we all know of certain abuses that Revenue Canada reportedly has been involved in, but the general consensus, I would imagine, in this democracy of ours is that here is a law, you have to pay so, such and such and such and such an income tax. May not be the fairest thing in the world, but that's it. I don't think most people are going to perceive that as force or theft.
Well, they may not perceive it, but the I believe that is a fact.
Okay.
Nonetheless, because we have become very weaned. I mean, most of us, unfortunately, have been bought off by various programs that we prefer. We do not realize that the cost out there is fantastic and that our children, especially for these people on welfare and other social entitlement programs, are being socked with a fabulous hidden cost. Our children, not even born, are paying for these people on welfare mm-hmm. because we are not paying the full cost. And if we paid the full cost, we'd all be in revolution because mm-hmm. the tax rate would be about 80%.
Yeah, I'm just trying to envision the kind of society or people, individuals in a particular geographical space that just what kind of society would it be? You would want the government basically to look to defense, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And the post office?
Well, the one thing the post office...
I'm just kidding you, Mark.
Well, you're assuming that, of course, people don't want to give money to those they need it. The churches do thousands and thousands, millions of dollars worth of volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the churches have a vested interest in making sure that you are on the road to recovery and not a permanent dependent of the church, because
yeah.
they can neither afford it, and nor do they regard that as in your best interest to be dependent upon someone.
Yeah, but this assumes that people have a rectitude, if you will, or have a morality and a true care and concern for other people. Philosophy of libertarianism assumes that people are quote-unquote moral, and to me, it ain't that way in life.
Well, I do believe that people are, by and large, moral. Unless you have an optimistic view of man, there's nearly no point in assuming, because if man is basically evil, then the worst elements of that evil are certainly going to be gravitating toward government.
I'm not suggesting that man is basically evil. I just don't think people are anxious to run around and help out every single person.
Look at all the churches there. Look at the Salvation Army, how much money it raises. Look how much people gave in two nights alone. They give $120,000.
That's very laudable, but 40% of the budget of this country, and what are we spending, about $90 billion a year here? 40% of that goes to social services. Now, are you trying to tell me that the church and charities are going to be able to raise $35 billion?
Well, I believe that the social services of this country are bloated 10 times beyond what they ought to be. For example, many people who are easily, adequately prepared in their pensions are receiving extra pensions and Canada pensions plan when they have earned easily enough money to provide for themselves, and after 40 years in the workforce, they certainly should have. The biggest beneficiaries of the welfare system aren't the people on welfare themselves, but the vast middle class who are employed to administer these welfare programs. You'll notice they're all paid between $24,000 and $50,000 a year to administer programs to people that get $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, and $15,000 in welfare.
Mark, it's always stimulating. I do have to run.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the points.